The American Broadcasting Company presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
To go exploring in an enchanted realm at the bottom of the sea, the place where all lost things go. There's only one way to get there, and that's the way my brother Billy and I go, on a fast ocean current that rushes down, down to a world of shimmering green magic, to the land of the lost. Our guide, the wise talking fish Red Lantern, is the jolliest denizen in all the briny deep. He's twinkling along ahead of us now like a crimson lamp as we enter the kingdom. But wait, there's another fish calling to him.
Ahoy, Red Lantern. Are you going to the meeting?
What meeting, Mr. Finwoody?
Well, don't tell me you've forgotten that the Equinox Council meets today.
Christopher Columbus, so it does. My scales red. You'll have to excuse me, Smallfry.
What's the Equinox Council, Red Lantern?
A society for safety, Isabel.
Oh, but I don't understand.
You see, the equinoctial storms are due shortly, and we have to make preparations against possible damage to Denizen's property.
That's right. A drop of prevention is worth a quart of cure, you know.
I'm afraid you polywogs will have to go exploring on your own this morning.
Well, okay.
Meet you at the terminal, though, in time to catch the flash. Now, don't be late.
We won't, Red Lantern. Now, Billy, where to?
Gosh, let me think. There are so many places we haven't been to. Hey! Hey, what's all the excitement back of that old mill over there?
Well, you can't see, Billy. There's a high wall that shuts the whole place off.
There she goes again! Stop her! Stop her!
Oops, too late.
Ouch! Oh, Billy, did you see? It's a bonnet, a pretty blue bonnet. Somebody threw it right over the mill.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Huh?
I jumped over myself.
You jumped over by yourself?
What for?
Oh, just for fun. Sometimes I get tired of being cooped up in there.
Bunny, come back inside, quick!
Oh, my golly, another hat, a little one.
Oh, it's just my brother, Beanie.
Oh, please, Bunny, you're not supposed to come out here. Father will be awfully angry if he hears about it. You know he's liable to put you back on the shelf again.
Oh, all right, Beanie.
Hey, where'd you come from anyway? What's on the other side of that wall?
Why, the hattery, of course.
Uh-huh. Where the lost hats live. The entrance is right here through the old millinery mill.
Oh, I wish we could go in with you.
Well, why not? Can't we take them along, Bonnie?
Of course. Just follow me.
Boy, that's some mill wheel.
It's the wheel of fashion. It never stops turning.
That's why the same old styles keep coming around again every so often.
My goodness.
Well, we're through the mill, folks. This way out.
Chimney crickets. There's a regular town back here.
And it's full of hat people.
Dent my crown. Look who Bonnie brought back with her. Couple of Earth children.
Earth children?
Who are they, Bonnie?
We're Billy and Isabel.
We're pleased to meet you. I'm Old Man Stovepipe.
And I am the Merry Widow.
I am Durban the Turban, silk crepe with a drape shape.
And who are those twins that look just alike?
Why, we're in the parade!
Welcome to the hattery, Isabel and Billy. Now, all together, friends.
Take us one and all, short and tall. Oh, we're a stylish and a picturesque assortment.
Some assortment.
You'll find us every color, shape and size,
We are millinery models of deportment.
Of a deportment.
And we like to think we're easy on the eyes, on the eyes.
A bonnet's chief ambition is to flatter me.
A merry widow needs a pretty face.
In a Panama, a heat wave doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
A fedora hat is never out of place.
Oh, no. But just remember anywhere you go, go, go. The most important thing is your chapeau, don't you know?
The very most important thing.
The most important thing is your chapeau.
Well, I never.
Perdón, señorita. Would the señorita perhaps like a guide to show her the town?
Look, Billy, a sombrero.
You better watch out for them foreigners, miss. This fellow's kind of a shady character.
Have a care, Senor Stovepipe, how you give the insult to me. Me, the best handmade sombrero in all Mexico.
Oh, really, Mr. Stovepipe? You're too old hat for words.
Huh?
The sombreros are just as good as the rest of us.
Why, even the cap can look at a queen.
Not according to Bonnie's pa.
Oh, Father and his chapeau society. If he had his way, I'd have to go around in a veil all the time, like the Empress Eugenie.
Remember, dear, a bonnet must always act in a becoming manner. You come a very superior stock.
Well, I'm tired of hearing about it. Father thinks he's going to marry me off to a stiff old Derby or one of the Homburgs. But just you wait till the right hat comes along. I'll show you.
Uh-oh, now she's mad.
Oh, dear. Such a little flyaway. Whatever will be trying.
Who's that?
What's that noise?
Hey, everybody. Look who just flew in.
It's a great big cowboy hat with a rattlesnake band.
Hi-ya! Howdy, stranger.
Caramba! Chihuahua, Xochimilco! It is my old friend, 10-gallon Pete.
Sombrero, what are you doing in this roundup, pal?
Me? I am here very long time, Pete.
Oh, gee, mister. You're even bigger than Sombrero said you were. He's told us all about you.
Is that so? Who is this little maverick, folk?
My name's Beanie.
Put her there, partner.
Ouch. And this is Isabel and Billy.
Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Trust you had a comfortable trip down, sir?
Fair enough, old-timer, fair enough. This ocean of yours is quite a place. I never saw so much coral.
You must mean coral.
Well, where I come from, ma'am, we call it corral. But say, sombrero, old caballero, see? Who was that pretty little blue bonnet I passed back a ways on the trail?
Oh, well, that's my sister, Bonnie.
Mighty sweet little lady. I'd admire for to meet up with her as soon as I mosey around a bit and get my bearings.
Can we come with you, Pete?
Sure thing, partner. Now, where might we be? Main Street?
Oh, no, no, my friend. This is Bon Ton Boulevard.
How's that?
See? And over there is the High Hatters Club.
High Hatters Club?
That big building with the silk hats lounging in the windows?
See, Senor Billy.
Say, now that's quite a shack. I think I'll breeze in and see about joining up.
Not so fast, Pete. I would not advise you to try it.
No? Well, why not?
These high hatters, they are very exclusive. Snooty, no?
Oh, yeah?
See? It is not for the likes of you and me.
Speak for yourself, zombie. There ain't no outfit in this hat's town too good for 10-gallon Pete. Let's get rolling.
Oh, not me, amigo. Not me. Sombrero is not looking for trouble.
We'll go with you, Pete. Come on, Isabel.
Oh, my. what an elegant place. Look, it has a half brush for a doorman.
Yes, quite so, madam. I'm here to give uninvited headgear the brush off.
Brush off, huh? Vamoose there, high bristle.
Hey, stop! Stop! These are private premises.
And I'm here on private business, savvy? Come ahead, kids. The door's open.
Mr. President, I nominate Frederick J. Fedora for membership.
Sounds like they're holding a meeting.
Yes, Billy, and there's certainly high hatters, all right. Opera hats and silk hats.
Shh, listen.
Objection, Mr. Mortimer. The fedoras are not aristocrats. I am personally opposed to letting the bars down.
Spoken like an old cowherd.
Hey, who is he?
Who let this westerner in?
How dare you, sir?
I'm a-looking for the boss of this here dude ranch.
I am the top hat here, President Topper. What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Well, I'm aiming to hitch up to this club of yours, Mr. President.
Hitch up? Join the high heifer? Good heavens.
Oh, my gracious. That opera hat was so shocked, he collapsed.
It appears like you need some new blood around here, partner.
Indeed. And may I inquire what a presumptuous, felt vagabond like yourself knows about it?
You better smile when you say that, Topper. You're a-talking to 10-gallon Pete, the pride of the prairie.
Out west where the rangers and cattlemen reign, you'll hear of a hat that's a half a mile wide, with a high-setting crown and a roll to his brim. Get hip to it, partner, you're looking at him. Yo, 10-gallon Pete, 10-gallon Pete. He's got all the hats in the cow country beat. 10-gallon Pete, 10-gallon Pete. So move over, stranger, and give him a seat. Oh, yeah, he.
Disgusting.
Show him the door. Now, hold on. What's wrong with me? I'm a clean-cut, straight-setting...
We don't like your low-brow type.
You may be the pride of the prairie, sir, but that scarcely qualifies you for membership in this organization. Good day.
Now, looky here.
Out, I say!
It's no use, Pete. We'd better go.
Indeed you had, sir. And be glad we didn't call the police.
Well, of all the gosh darn ornery old...
So, Pete, they throw you out, no?
They rode herd on me, all right. I guess I just ain't fancy enough.
Pete!
Why, it's a little feller back again.
You said you wanted to meet my sister. Well, here she is. Bonnie, meet 10-gallon Pete.
How do you do, Pete?
Well, ma'am, this here is an honor.
I've always wanted to meet a real westerner.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
You're so different from the other hats around here. So bold and dashing and handsome. I mean, your cowboy hats are all...
I sure am glad that somebody feels that way, ma'am.
Oh, don't mind those stuffy old high hatters, Pete. The high hatters.
Pete wanted to join the club, Bonnie. And they turned him down, Funny. And they turned him down flat.
But that's absurd. I'll speak to Father right away.
Your father? Does he belong?
Why, of course. He's the president.
How's that, Miss Bonnie? President Topper is your dad?
Why, yes.
Then excuse me, ma'am. I don't stake no claim where I ain't wanted. Come on, sombrero.
Oh, Pete, wait. Oh, Beanie, what does he mean?
You better ask Pop. Here he comes down. down the steps with the rest of the members.
The meeting must be over.
That cowboy fellow needs a lesson, Topper.
He's too big.
Father, don't let them talk that way about 10-gallon Pete. It's not fair.
Quiet, daughter. This does not concern you.
But I...
Swaggering in as if he owned the place.
No respect for his battle.
The chap's a menace. He ought to be cut down to pint size.
By the great hat rack, you're right, Humbug. And I've got just the shears to do it.
Yeah. Isabel, Billy, come quickly.
We'll give him a trimming. He'll never forget.
Bonnie, what is it? Where are you taking her?
Oh, hurry. Didn't you hear what Father said?
About cutting Pete down?
Yes. We've got to find those shears and hide them before he gets hold of them.
You said it, Bonnie. Those high hatters mean business.
Here's our house. Beanie, you stand watch and whistle if you see them coming.
Okay, sis.
This way. I'll start going through the desk. Isabel, you look in that chest of drawers.
And I'll take the closet.
Oh, Billy, don't juggle that big jar in there. That's where Father keeps his cleaning fluid.
Huh?
Cleaning fluid?
Yes, he takes a bath in it every Saturday night. But it's awfully dangerous stuff. Liable to explode if you're not careful.
He only moved it a little, but I'll shut the door. There's nothing else on the shelf anyway.
And no scissors in any of these drawers.
Oh, dear. Oh, maybe they're upstairs.
Hey, we haven't time. There's Beanie's whistle.
Somebody's coming.
Wait, I'll just try this hall table.
Oh, hurry, Bonnie. It's Mr. Topper. Oh, here they are. I found them. But where can we...
Bonnie, my dear.
Oh, Father.
My shears. What are you doing with my shears?
I
don't try to deceive me. You were trying to prevent my using them against that broad-brimmed interloper.
He's not an interloper.
So, just as I thought. Give me those scissors, Bunny.
No. You've no right to harm Pete. He hasn't hurt anybody.
How dare you stand up for a fellow like that?
Because I love him. That's why.
A crude, vulgar... Love him.
I loved him the minute I saw him. Maybe he's not formal and polished and la-di-da, but he's real and honest and alive. He's worth a dozen of your old high hatters.
That a girl, Bunny.
Silence! Go to your shelf, Beanie.
Yes, sir.
I'll take those shears, Bunny. Now come with me.
Oh, please,
I'm
Father.
Going to clap you into a bandbox and lock you in the garret till you come to your senses. No daughter of Theodric Topper is going to set her cap at a sagebrush Romeo.
Oh.
Up those stairs.
Oh, Billy, this is terrible. Poor Bonnie.
We better get out of here before Mr. Topper comes down again.
I should say so. He'll be madder than ever at Pete now.
My glory, you're right. We've got to warn the guy. He won't have a chance if those high hatters gang up on him.
But we don't know where he went.
Don't worry, we'll find him. That's one thing about 10-gallon Pete. You can't miss him in a crowd. Come on. There he goes, Isabel. Just turning the corner. Hey, Pete!
Pete! Pete! Wait a minute!
Whoa, there! What's the matter, little lady?
Oh, we came to warn you, Pete.
The high hatters are out to get you. They're going to trim you down.
How's that now?
Cut your brim off with Mr. Topper's shears. Bonnie tried to hide them from her father, but...
Gosh, all tumbleweed. Miss Bonnie did that.
Yeah, but it wasn't any use. Mr. Topper took them away from her and locked her up in the garret.
He's just furious because Bonnie told him she loved you.
Me? Miss Bonnie said so herself?
Yes, but
Hold on, Pete. Never mind that now. You've got to get away before...
Get away? What sort of a low-down cow do you think I am? 10-gallon Pete ain't a-gonna stand for his lady love being treated that-a-way. Just you tell me where she lives at, partner.
Back on the next block, that house with the red
roof. That's where we're a-heading.
But, Pete...
Now, don't you fret. I aim to ask old Topper far and square to let me court Miss Bonnie. But if he says no...
My golly, what was that?
It sounded like an explosion.
It weren't far off. I see smoke up ahead there.
Look. Look, you can see the flames.
Oh, Billy, it's Bonnie's house.
Out of my way there.
Frank, stand back, everyone. Those are liquid flames.
I told Papa the cleaning fluid would blow up someday.
My daughter, she's locked in the garret.
Leave me by, I tell you. I'll get her out.
Oh, you can't see. The stairway's on fire.
What's wrong with that ladder by the shed? Here, you, Homburg, help me set it up against the house.
No, I can't risk it. I'm
too inflammable.
Help! Help!
There's Bonnie, way up in the window.
But the flames, they're shutting her off.
Hang on, gal! I'm coming up the ladder.
Oh, stop him, someone. He'll be scorched to death.
He's beaten at them flames with his bare brim.
Oh, go back, Pete. Go back.
Courage. Courage, little Bonnie.
Oh, he's nearly at the top.
Ready, Bonnie. Over the sill.
He's got her. They're starting down.
My child, my child. He saved my child.
There you are, gal.
Oh, Pete. Pete.
Oh, here comes the fire helmet
from
the home.
Is everybody out? Well, then, let her go, boys.
Bonnie, Bonnie, are you all right?
Oh, yes, Father. But, Pete, look at him.
Just a little singe, that's all, Bonnie, honey.
Sir, I owe you more than an apology.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Topper. I guess I am kind of a rough, tough hombre.
My boy, you're a hat in a million. And if you're willing to put up with me as a topper-in-law...
That's tops with me, partner. All I want in the world is a privilege of being tied to this little lady's bonnet strings for life.
Oh, Pete, my sweet.
And on behalf of the High Hatters, may I say we would feel privileged to welcome you into our club.
And to rename it the Broad Brimmers in your honor, with membership open to all.
Well, now that's mighty big of you, gents. And in case you're interested, I'm no slouch hat myself when it comes to ancestors.
You mean you actually have a pedigree, Pete?
Mr. Topper, I don't aim to boast none, but my great-great-grandfather was the original Stetson.
The original Stetson?
You tell him, Pete. That puts them all in the shade.
Hats off to 10-gallon Pete.
Lucky seven time, Pollywogs. But first, listen to me carefully and with your whole attention. You are in danger of losing this program, The Land of the Lost. Yes, I mean that. Today is the anniversary of our first Land of the Lost broadcast. That was 2 years ago. Many of you remember it. During those 2 years, we have awarded thousands of prizes and taken you upon hundreds of wonderful adventures. But we haven't even begun to tell you about all the mysterious and exciting places still to be visited in the Land of the Lost. If you want to go to the Cavern of Forgotten Magic, the Belfry of Lost Bells, and the Lair of the Sea Leopards, if you love this program and want it kept on the air, it's up to you to tell us so. And that's what I'm asking every single one of you to do, to send a postcard or letter saying you want the Land of the Lost to continue and why. Otherwise, next Saturday may be our last broadcast, our last broadcast. You must act immediately. Get all your club members, friends, and relatives who love this show to write too, for numbers are what count. Have each write a separate card or letter asking to have the show kept on the air. Address it to the Land of the Lost in care of the American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. That's the Land of the Lost in care of the American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. We'll give you address again, so have a pencil and paper handy.
Now, here are the names of the winners who sent in the most interesting letters about treasures they've lost and want returned.
First, Eddie Robbins of Waco, Texas, wins a fine zipper coin purse made of alligator skin to replace the one in which he used to carry his school lunch money. Geraldine Reichlicky of Chicago, Illinois, gets a beautiful set of glass dishes. Donald Rosen, member of the Fighting Red Lanterns of Passaic, New Jersey, wins a big business game. And Monopoly sets are on the way to John Heberly of Proctorville, Ohio, and Donna Stanton of Alcoa, Tennessee. Donna writes that she loves her Red Lantern badge, and when she sits with a Land of the Lost book in front of her while she listens to the show, she feels she really knows Red Lantern and all the fish folk, and that the book is so wonderful, all the children in her neighborhood want to get copies. Well, they can all get copies, and so can all of you listeners, by sending for your book and enclosing $2 in cash, check, or money order. With each book goes a present of a Red Lantern badge from me. Now, here come our second winners.
To Jonathan Bracker of Shreveport, Louisiana, and Marilyn Jane Grant of Wharton, New Jersey, go Sturdy Turtles. Robin McConnell of Mobile, Alabama, wins a doll with red hair and green dress. Barbara Burke of Holyoke, Massachusetts, gets a beautifully imported handmade bracelet and a sterling silver identification bracelet with one of those magic Red Lantern charms you're all so crazy about goes to Judith Lutsky of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Third, James Ambrose of Wethersfield, Connecticut, and Alan Ash of Detroit, Michigan, also win identification bracelets. Alan writes, quote, "It isn't only the fascinating adventures of Red Lantern which keep me glued to the radio when the Land of the Lost is on the air, but the idea behind the whole program, your motto, Never Say Lost. We need such a motto, because keeping that motto in mind can help a person." Alan's right. Remember our friend J. Edgar Hoover, Uncle Sam's number one G-man, said we couldn't have a finer motto. So stick to it, Pollywogs.
Fourth, the winners of fine pocket knives are Lloyd Walker of Kansas City, Missouri, Bob Baino of Windsor, Ontario, Bobby Sharp of Ada, Oklahoma, Wayne McClammy of Mobile, Alabama, Sammy Joe Powell of Orange, Texas, and Alan Jackson, member of the Helping Hand Land of the Lost Club of Osseo, Michigan.
Fifth, Margaret Rosencrantz, member of the Captain Pine and Henrietta Doll Club, wins a gold and white fountain pen. And Joan Hillsley of Larchmont, New York, gets a bottle of green ink so she can be a working member of the Land of the Lost Ink Club.
Sixth, beautiful rings are on their way to Jerry Cahill of Atlanta, Georgia, Lee Ann Chasen of Arver, New York, Barbara Morrison of North Bennington, Vermont, Carol Ann McIntosh of Texas City, Texas, Ernestine Garner of Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts, Virginia Daniels of Brooklyn, New York, and Bernice Hauser, president of the Land of the Lost Club of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Seventh, Florence Price of Ferndale, Michigan, wins a beautiful red and gold pen and pencil set. Congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, Never Say Lost. And now stand by with a pencil and paper handy, because I have something more to tell you in just a minute.
Meanwhile, here's a hint about next week's show. Isabel and Billy follow one of Mother Carey's chickens on a rescue mission that lands them in the home of Hisar the Sea Serpent. Don't miss it.
No, don't miss it. For that, Pollywogs, may be your last trip to the Land of the Lost. Unless you and all your friends and club members send us postcards or letters immediately demanding that this program be kept on the air. Do it now. Here's the address. Write it down. Send all postcards and letters to the Land of the Lost in care of the American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
Got that? The Land of the Lost in care of the American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. And be with us next week, same time, over most of these same stations, when Isabel Manning Houston will again take you to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements by Peggy Marshall. Musical background by Gene Perazzo. George Hayes speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.